John Carney on KTRS.
Do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
Let's do it. Tap of the Music Club. Samantha Fisher from Play It Forward joins us on the broadcast. It has been a while, young lady. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, my love?
Great. Always like the first part of this where we talk Play It Forward and we find out what you've been doing for kids and getting them instruments and having stuff donated and running around playing Santa Claus.
Pretty much. So, I could do it every day. I love it.
I know. Isn't it wonderful?
It really is.
Except for when somebody wants something and you don't have one.
Well, then I just go find it.
There you go.
I'm actually becoming obsessed about it. I'm not telling anyone no. Don't tell anyone I said that.
And you get some odd requests along the way. Like, I need 18 vibra slaps.
I don't even know
really?
What that is.
What is a vibra slap?
Don't ask him.
The wood block that's got a piece of metal on it with a ball on the end of it, and they pull it back, and it's like,
yeah, Cake uses that a lot.
Well, there you go.
The band Cake.
That's so hipster.
Now you know what vibra slaps are. All right, so fill us in. What do you got? What's going on?
Well, we can recap a couple of things since we haven't done the show in a couple of weeks. So remember One Hope United, they wanted 32 guitars originally.
Right.
Well, we've completed that order successfully.
Wow.
In a very short time. So now they have a music program for their music therapy for their residents. They have 32 residents, and that's complete. They have one last request for automatic guitar tuners, and they're like $20 a piece. So we're going to go and purchase those, and then we're done with that. So well done, St. Louis. That was easy.
Yay.
Yesterday, we were at Top Notch Violin and talked to a single mother who has a son. He's 12 years old. He's been in orchestra for 2 years. Now it's in his third year, but he has to have a stand-up bass. They're very expensive. So Play It Forward decided to go ahead and rent it for him for the year, which we've done. So it costs Play It Forward $600 to rent it for the year. But this kid has a stand-up bass to play all year, and he gets it today.
Yeah.
If we go on the website, could you give specifically to a certain cause? So say, for example, that story hits home with somebody, and, hey, I want to be the one that sponsors his instrument rental for the year.
Yeah, there's a donation button. There's an email contact for me. Just email me. And actually, I want to launch kind of a new thing about having people sponsor to rent these instruments for these children. You know, if they continue to play it the next year, then that balance that you owe just goes on to the next instrument that they choose, or if they have to upgrade or get something bigger. So, you know, for a single mom, she couldn't afford it. Play It Forward raises money. This is what we do, and that's what we paid for. Brilliant. I love it.
Are you still taking pianos?
You.
Sam, pianos?
No, but I did pick up, I was confused by these great people I met a couple weeks ago. They said, come by, we've got this keyboard. I thought I heard keyboard. And when I got there, it was like this organ, and it's a pretty good size, and I couldn't believe it fit in the back of my IKEA. It did.
Did a wheelie all the way home.
I swear. And I had the kids help me get it out of the car and everything. So a lot of donations coming in. Definitely people out there think about, please, violas, violins, saxophones, trumpets, band orchestra type instruments are in great need right now. And if you would like to sponsor a student, let me know. I'll put you in the right touch and we'll make that happen. Kind of cool, huh?
Beautiful. Now what about...
Oh, boy. Here we go.
So what if, come in here, ladies. What about fundraisers? I know a lot of bands do a lot of their concerts and give a portion of the proceeds. Do you guys have anything coming up we need to plug on that front?
Well, we do have the St. Louis World's Fair, which is F-A-R-E. It's, they're doing the replica of the 1904 World's Fair. It's going to be at Forest Park Art Hill. September 12th, 13th, and 14th. And Play It Forward is a part of their charity there. And this just in, we're going to do this October 19th at BB's, just a little gathering called Music Heals, just for our city. And the benefit, the proceeds are going to go to Play It Forward. And we're going to provide more musical instruments to our city kids. And, of course, Baby Blue Showcase in November. And we'll probably come up with something in November. So we're busy.
Well, we'll talk more about those as we get closer to that. The other hat that she wears is turning us on to some local acts and their music. And who do you have for us this week?
This was kind of new to me. Mike Aprion. Am I pronouncing his name correctly?
It's new to me, too. I don't know.
But go ahead and correct me. Go ahead. I don't know.
Aprion, probably.
There you go. This is a great track. You can check him out on MikeAprion.com. Unfortunately, I did look up his schedule and I didn't see anything, but I really liked his music. You can check him out on iTunes and Amazon. And this track is called Something Else.
It's all that we've been shown. Hang around, get stoned. I was very young the very first time the seeds were sown. But come now, see how we've grown to be truly a father's son. Somehow, the less fortunate ones take me down, take me off the shelf. Maybe you could save me.
So, how old a guy is this?
I would say, I don't know, man. I can't tell. Late 20s, early 30s. Just probably like you, your age.
Well, it seems a lot of time the music you bring us, they just got their driver's licenses. And this guy just sounds a little older.
That's really good, though. I'm a fan of that.
Yeah, I liked him a lot, too. I've never met him. I wish we had a schedule for him, but please check out his website if you were turned on to that. So, track two, you ready?
All right. That's Mike. Now, his website is MikePurian.com. Or is that a typo?
No, you're not reading
an A.
There's an A there.
Is there an A there?
Yeah, push the glasses a little farther up on the nose.
I don't know why I didn't see that.
Fair enough. There's usually a typo.
APIRION.com.
I like it.
He looks pretty young. I'm on the website right now.
Yeah, he's a handsome guy.
All right. Who's up next?
Dance Floor Riot. Again, a band that's been around for long time in St. Louis, but I've never seen them, but there's plenty of chances to go see them. DanceFloorRiot.com, September 12th at Ameristar Casino, September 19th at Helen's, and September 20th at the Arnold Park for the Arnold Days, and that's an all-ages show. Here's something I liked about this band. I went to their website today, and they also do some kind of scholarship for third-year college students in music. It didn't give me a lot of description of what they do, but I can certainly see they've had some success. So I thought that was kind of cool.
And when you said September 19th at Helen's, Helen Fitzgerald's. Okay. I didn't know if that was a different place.
There's only one, right?
Well, when you said Helen's, I didn't know if they're like Frank and Helen's Pizza on
There's Olive. A place in Florida called Helen Back.
Really?
There is. It's a great little venue.
I think that pizza place burned down, by the way.
Did it? Dance Floor Riot, we got music for them to go out with. Don't forget, Play It Forward, STL.org. Find out more what Sam and the gang are up to and help out make a difference for these kids. Thank you, as always, Princess.
Well, thank you, my darling. I've missed you so much.
Well, we'll fix that and get back on a regular schedule, and out with Dance Floor Riot we go.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, it's bringing me out the dark. Finally I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your sheep bare.